It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Kia ora, we've got Josh and Arthur here from No Cigar. How are you guys doing this lovely evening, afternoon?
Very well, thank you.
Yes.
It's great to be here.
Very
nice.
Good.
Nice. You were just at Coco's, I hear.
I was. Luckily, I work with my wife and she decided that we'd have an end of day meeting there. So that's what we were doing.
That just sounds divine.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, no, Arthur wasn't invited.
Oh, tea.
Not yet.
And you've picked some lovely, lovely songs here today. But before that, you're playing at the Power Station on Friday, the 14th of November, back off your latest album, Under the Surface, which came out in July earlier this year. And you spent a lot of time touring between this project and the last. And I was just wondering, like, what did the recording / writing of this project look like in amongst touring your last album?
Yeah, well, we dipped our toes into Europe and the UK for the first time just before we were releasing The Great Escape. So we were sort of touring maybe a month before the release of our sophomore album.
Mm.
And sort of in that time when we were together, we sort of wanted to lock ourselves away for as much time as we could, because it's kind of rare when we're all kind of on the same, you know, same wavelength with as much time off as we had. So with shows to rehearse for, so we locked ourselves away in a spot in France for like 10 days or so, and before the second album came out, we were starting to write the third, which is probably made up half of the tracks that we've got.
Yeah, and the rest were written on a windy hillside in Tawa, just outside of Wellington. So a bit of a kind of contrast between north of France and Tower.
Yeah, different flavours for sure, yeah. Which you might be able to pick in the album.
Yeah.
There's some sort of angrier, louder songs which come in.
I think I like the Tower sessions more,
yeah,
as a whole.
A little bit angrier.
Yeah,
but I think they complement each other quite nicely. You know?
Yeah.
There's still peaks and troughs in the album and you can sort of be like, that's Tower and that's Chantilly.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Oh, and that makes so much sense because on the album.
We actually pronounce it incorrectly. It's Chantilly.
Chantilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, you pronounce it very well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Better than the rest of us, I'd
say. Well, I don't have any French fans.
Oh, well, let's not play that one and hear your pronunciation on the album. But instead, we will play your first selection. So excited to play this one. This is I Love You by Fontaines DC.
So well, and if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tune. I've Eddie the hat now from Dublin to Barry, and if there was sunshine, it was never on me. So close the rain, so pronounced is the pain. Yeah.
For our listeners, this is I Love You by Fontaines DC. We've got Josh and Arthur from No Cigar in the studio with us for What's Cooking. Did you guys go to their gig? It was so sick.
Yeah, we were there at Spark. Arthur had actually seen them beforehand, so he was ruining everything, every song. He's like, oh, this is the song. No, he wasn't.
They're going to play this next.
Yeah.
Are you the guy in the movies that talks during the
Yeah, I got all the plot twists.
No, they were so good. Oh, they're so, yeah, good vibe in that crowd as well.
Mm, totally. Yeah. It was interesting, like, going, just walking around the venue and then just seeing all, like, basically every indie kind of rock band member that in Auckland, you know, like they've obviously made such a big splash and made such an influence on so many different people in this industry, and so that sort of gives you hope for guitar music, you know, when a band like them is doing so well.
For sure. Yeah, talk to me a bit about why you guys selected this track. Do you feel like you're one of those bands that's quite influenced by them?
You selected this
song. I did select this song, but I think you would have thought about it too.
I did. I thought you would do it though, so I left it up to you.
You knew I'm the Fontaines DC guy. I don't know. It's just the way it just sort of starts in the nice like bass and leads into the beautiful guitars, like, and beautifully layered and such amazing lyrics as well. It just creates such a brooding vibe that I think we wanted to sort of replicate in some ways, and I think it's not like intentional when we're writing necessarily. We're not like actively trying to be something. It sort of just comes out, and I think maybe some of the darker songs maybe are influenced by some of this in some ways.
Mm. And I think this song in particular is so gentle at the start, and has such like and gentle lyrics as well. And it's kind of, I think we like to make gentle music, but we also like to kind of make loud, angry stuff sometimes as well. So it kind of it fits that. Both flavours.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I want to talk a little bit about shows you've got coming up. You've got a lot. You're on full tour mode. You're doing your Australia and New Zealand tour. For our listeners, you guys are playing at the Power Station very soon on November 14th, but unfortunately it is sold out. Great for you guys. Unfortunate for anyone who doesn't have tickets. But you guys are playing other shows, of course. You got other shows across the country for that tour, but you're also playing a bunch of festivals this summer, which is so sick. And I feel like that really, I don't know, it makes sense. I feel like summer vibe suits your vibe in some way. But how do you kind of find the experience of like performing in like a festival environment compared to like your own shows?
It's very different. I've actually got goosebumps thinking about that now, because they are very different, but they're so like amazing, each one. Like, I feel like a festival, just from the moment you kind of drive over the hill and see the site and everyone's there, and you're kind of, there's so much going on in your blood and your mind that you're kind of full of so much electricity. Whereas playing live shows is, it depends. Home shows are so different to tour shows. You know, you might even go home for a shower and like lay down on your couch and hang out a little bit by yourself before the home show. Whereas like tour shows, it's all everything's happening. Mm. So kind of they all have their different things that kind of make them exciting and make them special in the way that you kind of are mentally prepared or mentally accepting of what's to come.
For sure. Yeah, for our listeners, if you did miss out on the Power Station show, you can go see them at Le Currents or Coro Classic or Electric Avenue, which will all be amazing and such thick lineups. We're going to play your next track, which is one from Geese off their latest album, which Elle and I have been absolutely loving. We're such big Geese fans. So
Geese.
Stoked. Geese. Absolute choice pick, because this station loves Geese. So this sounds so weird out of context.
I'll understand soon.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to hit that one and we'll continue talking afterwards. This is Taxes by Geese.
Thank you.
This is such a great song for our listeners. This is Texas by Geese. Been loving their new album, Getting Killed, which came out last Friday. We're here with No Cigar. Why'd you pick such a brilliant song?
I have to admit, I'm pretty late to the Geese train. I only just kind of stumbled across through Cameron Winter and his solo project. That project really kind of touched me and made me listen to it a lot. But I chose this song because it's probably the most widely available for most people's like earworms, I'd say. Some of the rest of the album's quite like, I guess I get like heaps of Frank Zappa vibes. Like he's so like random and like, I don't know, I like it, but it's definitely quite abrasive to some people, I'd say. So I chose this one because it's a little bit more easy listening.
Yeah, totally. I'm just thinking about the opening track for the album Trinidad, and it's so hectic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if the first song I told people to listen to was that one and they just hear someone screaming, "There's a bomb in my car," they might go, "What the hell is this girl on?"
There's moments in that track as well that where it's sort of like you're listening and then it's like, "Oh shit, is that a new song?"
Yeah.
Like, you know, they've sort of the whole interesting transition. Like
yeah.
There's three gongs. There's three songs going on at once in that track.
Yeah.
But getting onto your Under the Surface on Under the Surface, this album feels not so different, but it definitely feels like you've gone in a different direction sonically. It feels a lot darker. I mean, I think you said before, like pulling from that, yeah, I guess darker sound of Fontaine's DC. When you went to write the album, was there a kind of thought process of going in a different direction sonically, or was there something else that was kind of influencing you?
That's hard to say, really. We definitely like thrive off like the energy in the room and the space that we're in at the time. And obviously influenced by all the music around us as well. So I don't know, it's hard to say if we like actively went into the process being like, we're going to write a heavier record here, or like, in Tawa, I think we just got excited and we just, Ned, like in Shanti, he was just sort of reined in. He had like a towel over his snare. He had to put like an oven mitt over his.
We had the Airbnb host and his
drum.
1-year-old son sleeping next door. So past kind of 8 p.m., we were on brushes and everyone was playing very quietly.
Yeah.
And Tawa, it was very windy and we had all of our touring amps and equipment and we just turned it all up and made a lot of noise.
The wind was going in the right direction.
Yeah,
so Ned was just like, holy shit, I can hit the drums now.
Yeah.
And so he was hitting the drums and we're like, okay, that's where like Russian Roulette, Ketamine, Under the Surface, all those three definitely came from there.
Yeah.
Which was...
Maelstrom actually did.
Maelstrom, yeah. Actually, the guitar parts started in Shanti, but I didn't bring it to the band.
Voice keeping memo. Secrets.
I went through my voice memos when we were in Auckland and I was just like, that sounds nice. Let's play that.
That's really cool to hear how those different environments influenced your like writing and recording of the album.
Mm.
Yeah. The last track you guys have selected for us is a track by The Belly Lip Balm, something that listeners of shows that I've hosted. I play them all the time. This is Walking Away. You're on 95BFM.
I'm coming for you, I know they're coming for me.
This is What's Cooking with No Cigar on 95BFM. We're listening to Walking Away by the Belly Lip Bombs, great band based out of Australia. And you have a fun fact to tell us, apparently.
Yeah, I actually came across Cameron Winter through their playlist.
No way!
And so I was like listening to them, what they'd been listening to while they were recording their second album. And then I was like, I think the first track was Cameron Winter's Love Takes Miles.
Oh, and they were listening to Cameron. That's crazy.
And then I was like, shit, okay, that guy's good. These guys are good. They're onto it.
Arthur, tell us,
hang out with these guys.
Tell us how we came across the Bel Air Lip Bombs and how many times you saw them.
No, we were in Brisbane for Big Sound last year. And then Ned was like, oh, let's go. And our drummer, he said, let's go listen to Bel Air Lip Bombs. So the format in Big Sound is like, each band plays for half an hour, so there's bands playing in all these different venues around Fortitude Valley in Brisbane. So we went and saw them, and like we were sort of blown away by their 30 minutes that they came on. The first song was like Look the Part, which had this amazing bass drop, and we were all just like, oh yeah, shit, these guys are on to something. And I like just brooded this coolness about it. And then we figured out they were playing later that night as well at a different venue, so we went and saw them again. And then they came to Auckland the next week, and I went down to Double Whammy and saw them again. $10. I was like, holy shit.
That's crazy.
These guys deserve like a $100 ticket price.
Yeah.
At some point, surely.
So gutted. Every time they've been here, I've had to work my hospo job, and it's criminal. I've been really upset about that. I'd love to see them live. I feel like their energy would be so infectious on stage.
That's what sick days are for, though.
You know? Yeah. True. I did just quit my job, so I can go to more.
Ah, good.
Yay!
Yeah.
And because you guys have spoken a lot today about, you know, going to see bands live, do you think that has any, I guess, influence on what you guys bring to the stage, or do you think it's not that influential at all?
I think so, definitely. I find myself like heavily inspired watching other musicians perform and all, in all sorts of life. But I personally watched a lot of videos of Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and John Frusciante when I was growing up. So I think that's where I kind of pictured myself when I was on stage when I was kind of 14 years old and playing the guitar. I was like, that's, I want to be what those guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I think we always go to gigs and we're always going to be watching and seeing like different production elements and things that other people are doing well that we're maybe not doing so well, or what ways we can improve by little things, and just sort of seeing what works on stage and seeing if we can integrate that into our performances and things, just to make it just more of a, I don't know, oiled machine when we're up there, you know? Like, it's just, yeah, you want to give the people the best. You're always trying to figure out ways to be different to your last show.
Yeah.
And ways you can make it bigger and better. So.
Totally. Yeah. You can see this well-oiled machine at the Power Station. Well, maybe you can't. Maybe you don't have
a
ticket.
We don't want to be too well-oiled. You know, I think
as long as Willie's not too oiled.
It's good to have some spanners thrown in the works every now and then.
Totally.
Keep things lively.
Yeah. Yeah. Make it interesting.
Someone's got to lose a drumstick at some point.
Exactly. It's usually me breaking a string, but yeah.
Hopefully not too many broken strings at the Power Station on the 14th of November. Thank you so much to Josh and Arthur from No Cigar.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to give you a taster of what that show might be like from their album Under the Surface. This is Maelstrom.
Thank you. What's cooking on 95 BFM?